Do you eat something at night, but then feel guilty about it and vow to be better the next day? Yet the cycle just keeps repeating itself. You strongly do not want to eat at night because you don't feel great doing it, maybe physically and emotionally, but you just can't figure out how to stop. If this is you, listen in. And P.S., we're going to uncover that nighttime eating is not necessarily a bad thing, but part of being human and coping with life. So stay tuned. Welcome to the Love Your Food, Love Yourself, Love Your Life podcast. I am Tammy, your fun-loving and often quirky host. I have been a dietitian for close to 20 years where I've helped countless women transform not only their relationship with food, but more importantly, themselves. I believe to my core that as you start peeling back the layers to loving your food and yourself, you end up loving your life like never before. And now is the time, my friend. It is time to break up with diet culture, shift your current stories, rev up your internal wisdom, and recognize that every body, regardless of size, not only deserves dignity and respect, but can be healthy because your habits and how you love on yourself is truly what matters. In this podcast, we have real conversations about struggles, insecurities, and false beliefs with loving ourselves and each other through the lens of curiosity, anti-judgment, intuitive eating, spirituality, journaling, and a heaping dose of laughter, maybe some tears, but always a whole lot of realness. Hey friends, it's Tammy Lance here, and I have my good friend Beth. We're going to be talking today about how to overcome nighttime eating without losing your sanity. And we are talking about this because we work with so many clients who complain that they are able to control their intake, food intake that is, during the day, but when it comes to the evening, it's a whole nother story. They lose control and they eat everything and anything. And as you can imagine, this typically leaves them feeling defeated and frustrated and questioning if they can become an intuitive eater, but also questioning what the heck is going on with themselves. Why can't they figure this out? And I have to say, this was me at one point, Beth. This episode is near and dear to my heart. While I relate to a lot of what we have talked about in other episodes and what we'll probably talk about in future ones, but this one is really near and dear to my heart because this was a big part of my experience. So today, what we're going to be covering in this episode is 5 tips for overcoming this nighttime eating episode feeling and experience so that really you can come into a place of feeling a lot more confident and trust with eating and really just feeling sane in the whole process. So anything else you'd like to add about this episode, Beth, before we get into our tips?
No, I love this topic because it comes up so often. And I think it's something that so many women are struggling with. And so we hope that we anticipate that this episode is really going to support the women who are in the same boat, you know, the same boat that you've been in, same boat that so many women have been in, where there's this feeling or loss of control, and showing that this is not a flaw. It's not an inherent flaw. It doesn't mean that you're wrong or doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. It's actually a part of being human. And there are ways to deal with it that are very effective.
Yeah. And I will say that I know with a lot of our clients, I do hear that sense of that loss of control. And for me, I just speaking from my personal experience and other clients that I've spoken to, there's also this feeling of just feeling really mindless, like just not being present. So not necessarily feeling out of control, but just almost feeling like as if there isn't control, like it's just happening. And you can't change it, right? So let's dive in and talk about it. We could probably give you several tips here on this topic. So we're going to try to keep it really direct and helpful and tangible so that you can decide, okay, are these maybe some elements that I could consider for my own experience. So first and foremost, the first tip that I think we have to talk about is that you need to ensure that you've had adequate nourishment throughout the day. Because if you have not had adequate nourishment throughout the day, everything else we're talking about is not going to be helpful, right? Because if you've had any type of intentional or unintentional restriction of foods throughout the day, your body will start to kick and scream and say, I need to eat and I need nourishment, and all other bets are off.
Yes, it's that biological response to deprivation that will override everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're in calorie deficit, your body is programmed, and this is just a part of being human, to want to eat, and it will be much less, it'll be much less picky in the moment. Because I hear from clients, I just eat everything in sight. It doesn't matter if it tastes good, it's going down the hatch. And again, like Tammy said, it's a sign. It could be a sign. Again, there's many things we'll share today, but it could be a sign that there wasn't enough nourishment throughout the day. And that's what's led to that biological drive to just eat anything to replenish the body in that moment. So really, really good. And I see this a lot with people who have done restrictive eating or a form of dieting in their past, because in some cases, you know, if there were points or things that they had to collect, like weigh and measure food, there was oftentimes, without realizing it, a calorie deficit that wasn't really good for the body. And it was followed because it was the quote unquote rule of the whatever, the diet that they were following. And that's what their body, that's what they've kind of gotten used to. And it's led to this, you know, nourishment that has to happen in the evening as a result of that deprivation during the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've also seen it, and what I experienced was just actually being too busy. I had too many things on my plate. I wasn't intentionally not eating enough. It just was happening because I had too many things on my plate. And also I had a lot of unbalanced emotions throughout my day, or really lack of connection to my emotions, really more is what it was. And so it just kind of kept me from thinking about it at certain times. I mean, yes, I would eat because of I was supposed to, but I really wasn't connected in, or sometimes I just was too busy, whether it was from kids or work or just taking on projects or you name it. And so I think it can happen, like I said, intentionally or just unintentionally, but the body doesn't know the difference. The body at the end of the day just says, I need to compensate, and this is what we're doing. So take this in, reflect, and say, okay, could this be me? Could this be part of my experience? This is the first bullet here, is ensure that you've had adequate nourishment throughout the day. And if you haven't, start considering, where can I intentionally ensure that I have adequate nourishment all throughout the day? Really quick, we are going to take a break from this episode because I want to check in with you. And thank you so much for taking precious time out of your day to listen in here. I know you're listening because there's some part of you looking for answers as it relates to food, your body, your health, or even your mental well-being. And I'm curious, are you finding the answers you came for? If you're like most of the women I work with, you have been searching for some time, and you've been down the road of wishing and hoping for far too long, so you want concrete answers. So here are your choices. You can stay being an avid listener, finding your answers in a DIY style, or if you're done with DIYs and guidance with no outcomes, please click the link in the description to visit my services page. Here you will discover a variety of options, from a free Facebook community to a highly immersive group program. Whatever you need, I've got you. So the second thing that I think is important to bring in as we're talking about nighttime eating is if you are somebody who has been eating all throughout the day, all of the should foods, you've been eating all of the foods you're supposed to. You've been checking off the chicken salads. You've been checking off the oatmeal. You've been checking off whatever else you're quote unquote supposed to be eating. And you're just doing the things. And then by the end of the day, really, none of those foods were satisfying. And so you may not even be hungry, but you're not satisfied. And there's a big difference, right, between satisfaction and hunger. And so it's important to be looking at satisfaction all throughout the day. So sometimes a chicken salad can be quite satisfying, and sometimes it's really not what you want to have. And so there's no need to push that chicken salad.
Yeah. And I can relate to this. I used to, salads are like the number one diet food, right? And I used to eat salads every single day for lunch.
Oh, me too.
Every single day. Yeah. And I would never pair it with carbs. I would never, you know, eat a sweet treat after lunch. I was always quote unquote good during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reinforced my cravings for those forbidden foods when I didn't have as much, I don't know, willpower, if you will. The evening became this time where I was relaxed and, you know, whatever. And I would allow, you know, these other foods to come in that were more forbidden. And so I really love that you bring that in, because those forbidden foods sometimes provide immense satisfaction. And forbidden can be defined by many things in your own experience. Like, forbidden could be carbs, forbidden could be sweets, forbidden could be soda, forbidden could be chocolate. I don't know. It's different for all people. But I love that you bring this in, because when you discover satisfaction at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and all the snacks you have in between, you're setting yourself up for success in the evening if you're, you know, someone who maybe goes a little overboard during the nighttime.
Yeah. And I think that this kind of brings us into our third tip here on overcoming nighttime eating. And that is that along with food being satisfying, food can also be a great source of pleasure, right? And as humans, we're really wired to seek pleasure. And so therefore, if we're not experiencing pleasure during our daytime hours, we might find ourselves wanting to fill this void. And I'm not talking about necessarily pleasure from food. I'm talking about just in general, pleasure in life. Are we enjoying our family? Are we enjoying our jobs? Are we enjoying how we're spending our time? Is our cup being filled, basically? You know, are we finding pleasure throughout the day? And if not, it would be completely understandable and even reasonable that by nighttime falls and you haven't filled that pleasure cup, that if you can find pleasure and satisfaction in food, that you're going to do that, because there's almost this instant reward that food can give you that says, oh, I had some pleasure today. I had some satisfaction.
Yeah, I see this so often in practice and talking with these women who have this nighttime eating thing happen. And I always reflect back to something I say a lot, and that is, how we do food is how we do life.
Mm.
Right. And so that pleasure that we maybe aren't getting with our jobs, with our relationships, with whatever, can be something that's linked to how we do food. And so the magic bullet, if you will, or the correction to that isn't have anything to do with food, right? The food is just a vehicle for that nighttime pleasure that maybe we didn't get earlier. So it's not a question of doing anything with food. It's actually a question of looking at the context of our day and saying, how can we invite things that bring us pleasure into our day? Is it calling a friend? Is it going for a walk? Is it taking a break? I know, Tammy, you said that you were just like, go, 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 go. Mm-hmm. You were giving yourself time to nourish, but not just nourish your body, but nourish your soul, you know, nourish who you are as a person. And yeah. I think that's really, really critical. I've seen it happen over and over again with clients that they start to look at this question and say, what brings me pleasure? And how can I invite that into my day at different times? And how that kind of auto-corrects or stabilizes the pattern of nighttime eating.
Yeah. And I want to highlight here that pleasure doesn't have to be this big, huge thing. I want to bring this down to just a little bit more granular level, in that let's just say you are someone who's working a job that you don't necessarily love. Okay. We're not telling you to quit your job and go find something else to do, you know, right now in this moment. And that's what's going to solve the nighttime eating problem, right? I want to invite you to even look at, how can I bring a little bit of pleasure into my day? And maybe it is taking those tiny little small breaks and just going, oh, wow, look at that. There's a butterfly flying around. And take 45 seconds to look at something in nature and just be awed by how amazing it is that you get to look at this and allow just these tiny little things to fill up your pleasure cup and just get really curious with it. In terms of, the more I fill up my pleasure cup, how does this change what happens at night? And it's not that the eating at nighttime is right or wrong. It's almost, thank you, food, for being there for me and giving me pleasure. And what else can I add to my pleasure bucket here?
Yeah. And Tammy, to add to that, because I've seen it happen so many times, is this can actually feel really hard for some individuals. This idea and concept of inviting pleasure in is actually, you know, on paper sounds really, really good, but in practice is really challenging. And I want to explain in tip number four why that is. And that's because so many of us walking around this planet today have overextended and depleted nervous systems. We have been literally conditioning our nervous system to go, 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 push, 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 right? There's a lot of force and push in our society, like work hard, play hard, you know, is a common thing you'll hear, or work until your eyeballs bleed, you know, make sure you take care of everyone else before yourself. There's a lot of, even if they're not said out loud, these undertones of how our society is run that unfortunately have just depleted our ability to cope and our ability to be present in our lives. So just the idea of looking at a butterfly might be too much for some individuals, because your nervous system is completely dysregulated and not operating in that place where we do feel safe and connected and happy and joyful. And so if you find that the first three tips that we've talked about, just they on paper, they sound really great. Yay. You know, yay, Beth and Tammy, you know, like all those things are true. And I'm still not seeing a change in my nighttime eating behavior. And I'm still feeling sick and disgusted and frustrated and tired, you know, of this behavior. It's quite possible that you're operating on a nervous system that's just really dysregulated. And this is really normal. I want to really call out how normal it is, because so many individuals, I'm raising my hand, I know Tammy can raise her hand, have all experienced a nervous system that's dysregulated. And if that language is kind of like weird to you, like, why is she talking about the nervous system? Yeah, I just want to say it's a product of being in a place where you're constantly fighting against getting things done, right? You're constantly on the go. And it's making your body feel agitated and anxious all day long. That is a sign that it's all regulated by the nervous system. That's why I'm using that word. But it's a sign that it's hard to calm down, because if you've been doing that for a really, really long time, it's possible that it can actually feel foreign to your body to calm down, to be at rest, to slow down, to look out the window and just enjoy the present moment. If you're somebody who closes your eyes to quote unquote meditate, and all you can do is your thoughts are racing and bouncing this way and that, it's quite possible you're living in this kind of fight or flight response to life. And so this is a bigger conversation, but I want to invite this tip in, because I want you to look at, you know, as you're looking at yourself, am I always on the go? Am I always fighting something in my life? Or am I always hiding or running away from something in my life? You know, is it difficult for me to feel present, mm-hmm. to feel pleasure? And if so, if you identify with that, you're not alone. You're okay. You're human, living this human experience, and you're living in a nervous system that probably has been conditioned to life in a way that's not meant to sit in that pleasure zone for long periods of time. And that's okay. There are ways to recondition yourself to experience more pleasure that would be probably outside of the context of this podcast conversation. But if you see that these other things aren't working for you, this could be a space that you can start to navigate and look at to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy, help me make this more tangible for the audience. Is there anything you would add?
Yeah, I just want to add, first and foremost, though, thank you for going through that awesome description around the nervous system and what can be happening, you know, throughout the day. And just to kind of bring it down to a different level is that basically, I think what you're saying, Beth, right, is that if your life is really busy or really chaotic and you just finding yourself on just kind of go, go, go mode, basically your system, your wired system within your body, right, is just overextended. And really the act of eating at nighttime, what that's doing is that's soothing those feelings. It's soothing that nervous system and it's grounding the body so that you can relax and fall asleep. And so it's actually quite helpful. Like eating at nighttime can be quite helpful to your system. However, you may not have realized that before. And you're in the cycle that I was once in of saying, oh, I don't want to keep doing that. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. And you set full intention that the next day is going to be a better day. But then you find yourself in that system of chaos and just stress and, you know, constant going. And so then you're like, oh, I just need to relax. And so at nighttime, what happens is it's your first moment where you finally get to sit down. And this actually kind of takes us into our fifth tip is that sometimes you might have a lack of me time, because that was me. Is nighttime was finally the time when I could sit down. I had done the work, I had done the family, I had put the kids to bed, and now finally I could sit down. Finally, I could take a minute to relax. And so I would have something to eat. And that meal or snack or whatever you want to call it was what helped me to even calm down further. And so when it came down to it, it was kind of this combination of my nervous system was on overdrive, overextended all the time. And really, it was just a shortage of me time. I didn't have enough time just to take care of myself, basically. So at nighttime, me sitting down and enjoying the yummy food, right? Once everybody else was taken care of, it was like my way to nourish myself beyond just nourishing my physical body. It was nourishing me on a very deep level and in many different ways.
Oh, Tammy, I can relate to that in my current life. So, you know, it's always worth revisiting. And I think that's an important thing to consider is that we have these cycles and times in our life when things are bound to be busier. You know, if you do have young children or just a really busy job that's very demanding, it may feel impossible or very difficult to squeeze in more me time. And I just want to point out that the act of eating is one way that your intelligent, your amazing body has discovered to chill yourself out, right? Mm-hmm. It is such a miracle. And we can actually, and this is really an interesting perspective shift, we actually say, hey, look, how can we be grateful for food? Because it's been there for me during those hard, busy, chaotic times.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Like those of you listening, have you ever thought about how you could shift into gratitude? Oh my gosh, if I didn't have food to chill me out and give me that experience of me time, what else could have I reached to? Because your body is always seeking balance. It always wants to recalibrate. But if you hadn't had food, what else would have you done?
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol, drugs, you know, like there's a million other things that people reach to soothe their emotions. And part of becoming an intuitive eater is becoming more emotionally intelligent in the process, right? And then, you know, so we don't have to go into that, but it's just to say that it's normal and it's okay that you've used food. Like, thank God you had food, right? Because there could have been other things more detrimental than food.
Absolutely. And I think that's the kind of the overarching takeaway for today, right? Is that if you are somebody who is experiencing nighttime eating and you're wanting to really break out of that cycle, it can be really easy or maybe habitual, or it's just what you've done in the past, is kind of judging that behavior and saying, oh, why do I keep doing this, and criticizing yourself and judging your behavior. But really what this information that we're giving you today is really to invite you to really look at all of these different elements through kind of a lens of curiosity and compassion, for recognizing that you're a human having a human experience, and some of the choices or what's happening in your life has literally just been to support you. There's no shame or guilt or anything else that needs to be assigned to it, but just curiosity of, okay, what is happening here? And what else can I maybe do to shift that feels really tangible to me, right? You don't need to listen to this episode and say, oh boy, Beth and Tammy talked about 5 different things to help overcome nighttime eating. I better jump in and do all 5. Because what's going to happen is if you attempt to do that, you're just going to be more overwhelmed, and the cycle will continue to perpetuate itself. So don't go there, right? We want to kind of like drop this down and say, okay, let me just be kind to myself first. And where can I start? And I think we wouldn't be doing our jobs as coaches and professionals, right? If we didn't say, if this feels completely overwhelming to you, ask for some help. That is the reality. You can ask for help from Beth and I, or find someone else who can help walk you through this. Because if you're feeling overwhelmed by this and you have no clue where to start, having someone else guide you is likely the best answer.
1000% agree with you, Tammy, on all points.
Yeah. And just to kind of wrap this up, I just want to also say that, like, just to keep in mind that there's absolutely nothing wrong with eating at any time of the day or night. We need to just like really establish that as the norm, and it's okay. So before we close, Beth, is there anything else that you may want to add?
Tammy, I thought your summary was excellent, and it's our anticipation and hope that this information really helps guide you on your next steps.
Thank you so much for listening in and being a part of the Love Your Food, Love Yourself, Love Your Life podcast. I hope you have enjoyed this episode as much as I have, and I would love nothing more than to connect with you in other ways as well. So click the link in the description to visit youressentialdietitian.com/services and discover how we may do that. Again, thank you for being here. Much love.